Hey guys.
Radio.
Oh, is this it?
Hey guys, this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. We're here live today on Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, YouTube. So we're here live in Studio U, and we're talking about time management today. So today's notes are about time management. 10 ways to improve your time management. So this show today is brought to you by and sponsored of the Business Planner Planner. If anybody has one of these planners, or doesn't have one of these planners, that's what this was brought to you by today, the Business Planner Planner. They're quarterly planners, so you can plan out your business quarterly. It has awesome information inside of it. It has, you have monthly motivations. You have color pages. You have goal sheets, you have habit trackers, you have activity sheets, you have holiday calendar stuff. So this right here, and it helps you prioritize your time and set up everything that you need for your time. So make sure you guys grab one of these off my website. Click the link in the bio. You can get all four quarters of it for $85 right now. There, or $24.95 per quarter. So grab one right now, okay? And all four quarters are out. So if you want to grab all four so you can keep it up. Yes, baby, it is thick. It has, but this has everything you need. No need to carry a notebook ever again. Just carry this. You don't have to carry a notebook. You don't even have to carry your laptop unless you want it on your laptop. But if you carry this around, this is all you need. It has everything that you need. All right, so we're going to start today with your 10 ways to improve your time management in business. Everybody's problem is about time management. You're trying to figure out how to organize your time, what time is using time as priority, all that. So making sure that your time is used properly and wisely is extremely important. So the 10 ways, today we're going to talk about 10 ways to improve your time management. Time management is very important so that you stay on task, so that you know what you have to do, so that your goals are met. So if you're just like winging it and don't have the time management side of it, then your goals are not going to be met how they need to be. So time management is 100% important in this aspect because it helps you get your things done. First of all, when you're starting off with time management, it's about prioritization. Prioritization. That means what is the most important things you're going to do. What is the most important things you have going on right now? You have to prioritize what's more important from the top to the bottom. So what is your more important things for you to get done today to get those goals today? So make sure you set your priorities for these things, okay? Planning is number two. Make sure you have a plan. So you come into your day, you start your morning off, you need to know what your plan is for that day. So you need to know what you're focusing on, what you need, what are your priorities for today, what you need to get done, what you're not going to get done. You need to work on all of those things to make sure those things get done throughout the day, okay? Stress management. This is a very, very big one because, of course, everybody has a plan for the day, right? We wake up, okay, at 6 o'clock, I'm going to do this. At 5 o'clock, I'm going to do this. At 9 o'clock, I'm going to do this. And then your car breaks down. And then your baby gets sick. And then your husband has to go to work because his car, something happened in his car. And then your cousin calls because something else happens and y'all have to take care of it. And then your mom calls, right? So with all of those things happening, you have to make sure that you can manage your stress and prioritize those things, because those things will stop you within your tracks every single time. You're sitting at home, you're working, you're getting your groove on, you thinking that everything is going perfectly, and then you get these phone calls, or your clients start calling you with random problems. These are things that happen. So make sure when these things happen, you know how to manage your time, your stress, and know what to put on the back burner, what not to put on the back burner, and what you have to get done for today. So those are the things that you have to do. The next one is goal setting. All right, goal setting. You need to have a goal for your day. You need to know what you're going to accomplish. You need to know what you need to accomplish throughout your 24 hours or your of your day. So you wake up, I'm going to the gym, I'm going to go work out, I'm going to do work from 5 until 1. Then after that, I'm going to dinner. If you want to schedule a dinner with your a friend or whatever, and then I'm coming back home and I'm going to do work, or I'm coming back home and I'm going to go to sleep. So all of those things are very important in your time management and making sure that you have those goals set on what you need to get done. And every morning when you wake up, I take the first hour of my morning to actually sit down and figure out what I need to get done for the day. You know what I mean? So what do I need to do today? What do I need to get accomplished today? And what has to be done today? That's at the top of the list. So making sure you have all of those things set as your goal. So I have to finish this project's paperwork today. I have to do my taxes today. And I have to do my post. I have to make sure I at least post once or twice today so that my clients know who I am and know what's going on right now, and I'm helping them figure out what they want. So you have to post. You have to get your things out. You have to know what your goals are for that day. The next thing is communication, all right? You need to communicate with the people on your team, the people who you need to work with. Because if you have good communication, like if you start the day, you send out your morning email, say, hey, today's priorities are this, this, and this. We need to get this done. Sales need to be this, this, and that. These are the things that you need to communicate with your team, okay? And if you do not have a team, then they need to be communicated with your friends and your family and everybody else. You got to start telling people that, hey, during these hours, I do this. During these hours, I do that. You know what I mean? So you have to make sure that people know what's going on in your life. At 9 o'clock on Wednesdays, from 9 until 10 on Wednesdays, Unique has her podcast. I'm not going out. I'm not talking to nobody on the phone. Don't call me. Don't text me. This is what I do during the rest of the day. Actually, I start at 8 because I have to prep for this show to make sure that everything goes perfectly, right? So at 8 o'clock, I sit here and I talk, I plan, I get my notes together, I get my thoughts together so that I sound like I know what the hell I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Hey, at least I sound like it, right? But at the end of the day, it helps you with your time management and your communication. My sister has to be here. I have to tell her she has to be here at a certain time so that we can start, we can get lights set up, we can get everything set up so that everything is done. So those are the things that you have to do when you're managing. Those are some of the most important things. So sometimes when you're working on a more difficult project, another one of them, making sure that you start your task early, okay? Start them early, plan ahead, you know, do small parts of the task first. And sometimes you may have to, like, readjust how you're doing everything, but do those tasks first, okay? Set limits that you can see. Make sure when you're doing your goal setting and everything else, you're setting those limits for that are actual obtainable. So if you're like, hey, I'm going to work until 12 o'clock. I'm going to go on a 4-hour bike ride. I'm going to come back. I'm going to eat dinner. And then I'm going to sit down and do some work. Okay? Depending on how old you are, how that's going to work out for you. Because if I do a 4-hour bike ride and come back and then eat dinner at 7 or 8 o'clock, I'm going to sleep. So whatever I had plans for my evening workout or my evening work is now rescheduled for the morning. So those are things that you really have to put in place when you're planning out your day. Like, how is everything going to go? What are you going to do? How are you going to be productive? How are you going to priority your task that you have? All right? And throughout the day, to keep your time great and to keep your time good, what I use is a Pompadour method, where 25 minutes I work, 5 minutes I'm off, and then I go back and do 25 minutes. So 25 minutes, I am focused on everything that I am doing. I'm focused on my work. I stay there. I work for 25 minutes. Then once my alarm goes off, I have 5 minutes to check my Instagram, to check my emails, to check whatever. And that gives me time to really figure out, like, what really needs to be done on those moments, okay? So making sure you schedule out that time and take breaks. If you have to, like, exercise, figure out when is a great time for you to exercise, because you need to get that level of you need to get that in. Exercising is very important. You got to get a clear mind. You might need to refocus on things. You might not need to stress out about something. So exercising is a great way. Go for a walk. Go for a 30-minute walk, 10-minute walk, 2-hour walk, whatever your time allocates throughout the day. Make sure you get that in so that you can have a clear head and you can be focused for going forward. All right? Schedule your task deadlines. So every task that you get, every job you get, every time somebody comes in and says they have to do what such and such, you get a new project, you get a new client, you get, you know, new orders coming in, make sure you schedule a deadline. So the new order comes in the morning, you know by the end of the day you want it shipped out, or maybe on your website you say it will be shipped within 2 to 3 days and you're working on the next day's project. So make sure you have that system in place and your clients know exactly what you need to do and how you need to push it when you are building your business, okay? Organize your workspace. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. My work desk looks like a hurricane went through it, and I don't even sit at it. My assistant sits at it, and I made it junky for her. I know that's sad. I go sit at another table across the hall. But when your workspace, and then this is why I do it, because my workspace is cluttered, and so then I go have to move over to another workspace because then it's not cluttered. Because when your house is not clean, when your space is not clean, when the space is not around you, you're cluttered. Because for me, when my space is not clean or tidy, I'm like, oh, let me go do this. Oh, let me go wash these dishes. Oh, let me go wash these clothes. Oh, let me go move this. You go in the bathroom, you start cleaning the bathroom. Then your time gets pushed away and you don't get to do what you're doing. So making sure that your space where you're working is clean and organized is the best way to be, so you do not have those levels of distractions, okay? You cannot have those levels of distractions. And just be real cognizant on everything that you're doing, all right? I don't know which number I'm on, but find an alarm or some kind of technology that makes you accountable for your time. So what I do is I go through and I set alarms for myself. I set alarms. So 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, wake up. 9 o'clock, meditate. 10 o'clock, start working on my projects, my unique projects. At 1 o'clock, I start working on my clients' projects, okay? At 4 o'clock, or 7 o'clock, I go for a walk, 30-minute walk. At 8 o'clock, I eat dinner. You know what I mean? At 9 o'clock, I'm getting set for bed or entertainment or doing more work. So my after 9 is based on what how productive I was throughout the day. So if I wasn't that productive in what I have going on throughout the week. So if I was not that productive during the week, then I may not hang out. I may not drink. I may not do whatever I need to do or want to do because I was not that productive throughout the week. So I have to take all of that in consideration. And when you're doing these time management skills, I know I just gave you a lot of information. When you're doing these time management skills, y'all need to take it for like one at a time. So schedule your time out. Schedule your day out. Start with that. See if you can keep that daily schedule. You know, then start prioritizing your tasks. You know what I mean? Then start setting your deadlines and your goals. And try to keep those things going back to back and back. And make sure you're reinforcing good habits. That's why in the book it has habit planners. So there's certain things that you're going to have to do to make sure you're productive throughout the day and your time is good. So if I know I have a lot to do tomorrow morning, I can't get wasted tonight. I can't drink all night and then wake up in the morning because it takes me an extra 2 hours to recover and want to get out of bed and want to be motivated to do anything. So those are the things that I need to make sure of is going on if I know what I have to do in the morning. Now, if I don't have anything to do early in the morning and I haven't scheduled anything, then what I can do is plan for, I can plan having a relaxing night and enjoy my night and then wake up the next morning. Was said, or a beautiful goddess one, complete one task at a time for effectiveness. That is very, very important. Making sure that you set your priorities and you set your goals to complete that task. That is a very, very good point. So giving you a short recap of what I was just saying and making sure that everybody knows. And anybody has any questions or would like to talk to me about this and would like to be a part of this conversation, please, you can feel free to call in at 563-99-3562. So if you want to be a part of this conversation, if you have any input on it, if I'm saying something that you like or you dislike or you need help with, feel free to call in. You'll be calling in to the podcast and we'll let you in, okay? Back to 10 ways to improve time management. The basic pre-steps of doing this, the basic 5 pre-steps is prioritize what you need to do. Plan your day out. Plan your life out. Plan what's going to happen out. Stress management. Make sure you don't allow those interjections, those stress, to actually distract you from what you're doing and you stay focused. Make sure you have goals and you're communicating with your staff and your team for what needs to be effective on your time management. Now, if you want to improve it, make sure you start your task early on time, right? You're doing things early. You're preparing for it early. If you know, like I have Airbnbs. So right now I know I'm going out of town tomorrow. So I'm washing all my laundry and making sure that everything is set up. So when the cleaning crew has to come through and clean my unit, I'm like, hey, go by this house and pick up bag that says 9, bag that says 215, or bag that says bucket. So then they know exactly what to pick up, what to do with it, and everything that's in there, it needs to be in there. So you got to make sure you start your task early, because I could go out of town and leave all that mess in the dryer and then be like, figure it out. But that would be a disaster, right? So the next part of it is make sure you set your limits and know what you're saying yes for. Make sure your limits are set and in focus. You do not have to say yes to everybody. Sometimes no is better. If you know that, like if somebody calls you up, like I started out doing graphic design. So somebody calls me up at 5 o'clock. I need a logo by in 10 minutes. No, I can't do that. Because I already had stuff prioritized for me to do today. So no. And then they'll be like, but I really need it. I got this and that and that and this to do. I was like, yeah, fine. I'll do it for you. Cost you $1,000. Oh, man, why are you so high? Da-da-da-da. You're making me stop everything that I'm doing. If I'm going to make upset other customers because of something you wanted to be last minute about, then I need to get paid for upsetting those customers. Because at the end of the day, if I upset them, then I got to refund their money or compensate them with something else extra. So you need to pay me for that. And that's just how that works. So making sure you know what you're saying yes to, and don't say yes to everything. Give yourself breaks. Make sure that you give yourself breaks. Put yourself on a Pomodoro timer. Every 25 minutes, you work for 25 minutes, you're off for 5 minutes. You work for 25 minutes, you're off for 5 minutes. And that helps you stay focused and keep moving. Schedule your tasks. Make sure you have deadlines, okay? Make sure you know when things need to be done and you get them done. Organize your workspace, because junk in your space makes junk in your work, and you're distracted and you're not organized with everything. Learn your productivity, your patterns of productivity. Make sure that you know your levels of productivity and your patterns, okay? So use technology, use something else to make you accountable so that you can be accountable. Anybody who is on here, stay the whole time that's on here, if you DM me and you tell me one of these 10 things that I said, I will send you a free copy of my planner, okay, of the business planner. I'll send you a free month of this planner so that you can check it out and see what it's like. So anybody who stays till the end of this live will get a copy of that. Just DM me and be like, yo, I stayed. And the last thing, I'll tell you the secret word at the end, and we'll go from there. So make sure your technology is accountable, or have accountability. If you got to use a CRM, which is a software that helps you become accountable in your software, in your business, helps you write your tasks down, like the planner is a CRM. It's not a digital CRM, but it's an actual paper, hands-on CRM. And focus on one task at a time. Make sure that one task is done, one task is completed, before you start jumping into the task. I know everybody likes the multitask, but that doesn't always make you very, very productive. So make sure you start one task at a time. And reinforce your good habits. If you know you're organized and you can put all this stuff together, make sure you reinforce your good habits. So that is the podcast for tonight, and I'm excited about it. And hope everybody got great information about it for tonight. I'm going to keep this one fairly short, but those are the 10 ways to improve your time management, 10 things you can do. So for you guys who are my last people here, word for tonight is unstoppable. So if you DM me, message me, inbox me, put it in my messenger, I'll send you a link so that you can get a download, a free download of the first month of my business planner, which can help you plan so you can see what you're getting, all right? And you can understand why you should pay $24.95 for this planner. And if you want to order all four for the year, you can do it too. I know the first quarter is almost over, so y'all can do three or buy all four and then start have it ready for you in January. And just plan out your business, plan out what's going on. So I appreciate everybody. I am looking for sponsors to be a part of my show. I would like to have anybody in it. And if anybody wants to be a part of the show or wants to call in or, you know, support their business, I am here to do that. So DM me. Let me know that you want to be a part of the show. Let me know if you want. You DM me if you want to work with, be a sponsor. We're always looking for sponsors because marketing is key. And we're just trying to get it out to everybody. Every day is growing. Every day is doing everything that it needs to do. So we are just pushing it. And share this. Please like, share, save, subscribe. Whichever platform you're looking on, please share this with a friend. If everybody shares it with one friend, I would be greatly appreciated. I'm not saying spam people. Just share it with a friend. Tell them every Wednesday, 9 p.m., I'm on here live. So the power word for today is unstoppable. DM me that, and I will send you a free copy of my planner, digital 1 month free copy of the planner. So I hope everybody enjoyed this, and give me, you know, give me a thumbs up, like this post, share it, save it, all of the above. All right, guys, you guys have a awesome evening, and this is I Am Unique Right. Signing out of Studio U. Hope you guys have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.